We're in for a real treat today on the World Cafe. Sally Ford and The Sound Outside are with us. Untamed Beast is their second full-length album. It's out on Partisan Records. Welcome.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Now, Sally, you say in the opening track, they told me that jealousy is an untamed beast. Before I heard it, though, I was going to ask you if you're the untamed beast.
Yeah. I think just and raw emotion and raw energy is the untamed beast. And I think it's just about letting go of things and just being yourself and being wild and free.
And you find that easy to do in front of people?
With music, it's easier, of course, and maybe a couple drinks, but I'm not like a big drinker or anything, but...
Disclaimer, no drinks today on the World Cafe, but I think that song, which is the opening track of the album, would be a great place to start.
Oh, of course, yeah. Cool, we'll play it. Get over it.
The rockability factor really high on today's World Cafe. We have Sally Ford and The Sound Outside with us. And that was the opening track of the new album, Untamed Beast, they told me. You want to introduce the band, Sally?
Yeah, that's Ford Tennis on drums, Jeff Munger on guitar and Tyler Tornfelt on the bass. And I'm Sally Ford, obviously.
So, Sally, you grew up in a pretty artsy family, evidently. Your father is a puppeteer and something of an inventor.
Yeah, he invented a toy called Peeper's Puppet, which is like a ring with eyes on it that you can put on your hand and make it like turn into different kind of animals.
And he also invented a tarp for camping.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You forgot about that?
That's just cool that you know that. You did your research.
I checked out the website. So he's a pretty inventive guy. And he also does puppet shows and animation.
Yeah, he's been doing puppet shows for, gosh, my whole life. So probably 20, 30 years. And he goes all over the country and does stuff at schools. So it's like he's on tour, you know?
How cool. And your mother's a music teacher?
Yeah. She works at a charter school and a private school, doing marimba and drum classes and singing.
So was it natural for you to become a musician and a performer?
Well, I did music as a kid, like classical violin, and I always wanted to do something creative. And I did kind of get away from music for a while and was doing other stuff like filmmaking and photography. But then I came back to music because I had formal training in it, and it seemed the best way to express myself.
But at some point, you dumped the classical instruments for what you're doing now.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of quit music altogether and took a break and had to rediscover it in a completely different way, just to be able to do it in a way where I could write my own songs and learn a new instrument by singing and playing guitar, because I really taught myself that instead of taking like formal lessons.
Sally Ford and The Sound Outside are our guests today on The World Cafe. And one of the things that's kind of new about your approach is that it's so uninhibited. We've asked you to do clean versions of your songs today because you do cuss a certain amount.
Yeah, that was always an idea from the very beginning of something I wanted to do, because I myself in conversation cuss with my friends. So I felt like bringing a young voice to these songs that, yeah, sound so old and have an old soul.
There's a song on the album that's reminiscent of what's called Hokum, which is very suggestive blues songs.
Yeah.
You know which one I mean?
Yeah, I've never heard it called that. What was the word?
Hokum, H-O-K-U-M.
Oh,
and
nice.
That's what they refer to as this whole genre of blues songs that had usually not totally outspoken, but very suggestive lyrics.
Yeah, that was definitely an inspiration for me. Because one of the first songs I heard that really blew my mind was Long John by Dinah Washington, which is all an innuendo song about going to the dentist. It's amazing. Have you heard it?
No.
Oh my gosh, you have to hear it. So, she does another one called TV is the Thing This Year. They're brilliant.
Well, a lot of the Hokum songs have references to food, and so does your song, Do Me Right.
Yeah. Do you want to hear it?
Absolutely.
Papa, 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 you do me right. to mix it up. A fuller plate, a glass of cup. Just give me some variety. Everyone's got a cup of tea. Some girls they like a piece of toast. Some girls they like an entire roast. I like it somewhere in between. I think you know what I mean. Pop, 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 pop. Pop, 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 pop. You do me right. You do me right. Pop, 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 pop. Pop, 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 pop. You do me right. You do me right. Some girls they like mashed potatoes. Some girls they like fried green tomatoes. But me, I like certain sweet that only you can give to me.
Sally Ford and the Sound Outside with us today. They're from Portland, Oregon. The new album is called Untamed Beast. Let's hear another song from the new album, one called Shivers. And you have a reference in the song to Nina. Is that Nina Simone?
Yeah. From the Sugar in My Bowl. Another
hokum.
There we go.
Well, tell us about this song and then play it.
I guess it's like a love song. I think it's just talking about my ideas of romance and someone inspiring you and making you feel those jittery butterfly feelings.
I can feel it deep down in my soul, from the top of my head to the tips of my toes, telling you, darling, you're making me weak, making me tired, unable to speak. I never knew something so good could be bad, and what you have got, it's the best that I've had. So won't you please show me again and again, make my head twirl, make my head spin. Won't you give me more shivers? Won't you give me more shivers? Won't you give me more shivers, my sweet, sweet? Won't you give me more shivers? Won't you give me more shivers? Won't you give me more shivers, my sweet, sweet? We can all learn how to dance. It's possible to make romance. Like Nina said, I need some sugar in my bowl. So won't you teach me to rock and roll? Teach me how you feel. Teach me how to be real. Won't you give me more shivers? Won't you give me more? Yeah.
Shivers from Untamed Beast, from Sally Ford and the Sound Outside. So, Sally, when and why did you move to Portland, Oregon, where you're based now?
I really just heard a lot about it in Asheville. I think people move between the two cities a lot. So it was right after I had gotten back from Europe. I had done this long trip in Europe with backpack for 2 months, and then I felt like I could do anything. So I was doing some research on different cities, and Portland seemed the best because it was cheap and you didn't have to own a car, and it was a green city and I could possibly go to some schools. So I just flew out there with a one-way ticket, stayed in the hostel for like 2 nights, and then met a bunch of girls that were living in a house in a really cool neighborhood. So I think it was from Craigslist. Yeah.
So you moved in with them, and then what, did you go to school?
I did take some classes at the Oregon College of Art and Craft, doing book binding and some photography stuff. But then, yeah, I was getting into music some at that point, and they asked me to play a house show, which is, that's the thing to do in Portland, especially, I was 18 when I moved there, so I couldn't go out to the Doug Fir Lounge, which is a venue there, because you have to be 21 pretty much to go to all shows, so all the kids have house shows, and you go in the basement. There's some underage drinking, I'm sure, but, you know.
So you played a show, and what did you play?
Oh, just me and the acoustic guitar. And I think I didn't even own my own guitar at that point. And once I started, it's been a couple months, and I started doing music, and my parents came to visit, and I played music for them. And they bought me my own acoustic guitar in Portland.
So were you doing your own songs at that time or doing covers?
I was doing covers, and then when my roommates asked me to do the house show, I was like, okay, well, I got to write some songs then. So I think I wrote like 3 or 4, and some of them I still play. That song from Dirty Radio, Miles, was one of the first songs I ever wrote.
Dirty Radio, your first album?
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. So how did it feel getting up and singing?
I was a little nervous at first, but I think being in a new place and nobody knew who I was, I could just kind of have a clean slate and just do it. And the reactions I got, it seemed like people understood what I was going for. And
what was that?
Just mixing something old with something new. So it was like they felt there was a familiarity in the voice, and it was a really feminine voice, but then they could also feel like there was nothing that they'd heard like that before.
We're going to end with Party Kids, the clean version of the song you promised.
Yeah, of course.
It's an incredible song.
Thank you so much.
Don't approve of the kids I'm hanging around.
Sally Ford and the Sound Outside finishing up their session today. Great one. That is Party Kids. Thanks to Michaela Majoon for that interview. And, of course, you can listen to Sally Ford and the Sound Outside anytime you want at our website at worldcafe.npr.org.